News Trap and The Laird. You've read the guidebooks on your way here, I'm sure, and you're hoping for something more profound from me. But I feel I will disappoint you. You see, our architecture, the art that makes us famous throughout the galaxy, really is simply a result of our predictable climate. As you know, our weather is exactly the same every calendar year, every day of that year. The weather each day is exactly the same as the corresponding day of the previous year. Exactly the same this year, next year, and every year for as far ahead as we can proceed. It's only natural that our architecture is simple, sparse, almost invisible. Its purpose is so refined by our weather that no tolerance for extremes is required. This leads to profound beauty. You've read about why our climate is as it is, the nature of our solar system and the planet itself. I can't add anything to what you've read. It's well enough documented. What you may not understand is how this precise predictability affects our entire culture. Nearly everywhere else in the galaxy, the calendar is a fleeting thing. Each day individual, never repeated, forgotten. Here each day is profound, deep, like a canyon grooved by centuries of water, one of an eternal chain, repeated and therefore remembered. Each day matters, because each day has a character, its own being. Our architecture protects us from exactly what it needs to protect us from, exactly for each day. The extension of the rain annex on the same day each year for the same number of days is a festival, right? Essential to our culture, essential to our architecture. The hoisting of the wind sail, three times a year, is a ceremony of the coming of age of the strong young people. I guess you could say the climate is our religion, our architecture, our holy book. I can't see anything more profound about it. The climate or the architecture, they are both profound in and of themselves. Repeated, perfected, an example, a way to live. So our architecture is alive in a way that's why you're here, why you had to experience it, not just read the guidebooks. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I can't tell you anything more profound than that. The Birth of Comedy. Inside the cave, a man dances like a fool to keep the people laughing and distracted from the storm. Outside the cave, a shaman dances like a fool to keep the people frightened and focused on the storm. Trap and the Laird is supported by some to keep it free for all. For details, please see the show notes.